time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
What's new, Nate?
I've been in touch with some BHA guys up here in the Atlanta area this week.
Really? ATL BHAers?
ATL BHAers. And we're trying OMG. To get to... Yeah, we're trying to get a pint night together here in the near future. So be on the lookout for that if you live in the northern Georgia area. It'll be on my Facebook, and we'll probably share it on the Cast and Blast Florida Facebook and Instagram too. So be on the lookout in the near future, meaning the next like 3 or 4 months. It'll probably happen.
How many pint nights are you guys going to have to plan a pint night? That's the question.
Oh, that's a good question. We haven't gotten into that far yet.
I feel like you guys should have a pint night or four to make sure you got everything in place.
Yeah, no, that's probably going to have to be scheduled.
Awesome.
What's new with you, Trav?
He's just flailing his arms wildly trying to get someone to ask him what's new.
Every week it comes as a shock to them that we're going to have a conversation about what's new.
I was letting the thought finish, okay?
No, it's outstanding. Exciting week, getting a new roof on the Hacienda. So that's been a long time coming since last hurricane season, which was... What did we do? We released our second episode and the hurricane hit. Was that right?
Yes.
I think that's right. September 11th, Hurricane Irma hit.
Yes.
Yeah. And we released on the 11th, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that's right.
That's pretty baller. Also been having a lot of good conversations with some folks behind the scenes, some guys from BHA, but also just a lot of people excited about the show. And I don't want to overcommit us yet, but Emily and I have been talking and Nate and I have been talking about some plans for the coming months to really kick this up to a whole nother level, as we'd say in Polk County. Is that what we'd say in Polk County?
I think only Hildy says that.
Rip Hildy.
Hey, Travis, what's new?
What is new with you, Emily? Anyway, exciting times ahead on the horizon for the Cast and Blast crew. We are on the cusp of even bigger things we've already been on.
Greatness.
Speaking of which, greatness is exactly right. Speaking of which, Emily?
Yes, Travis?
What's new with you?
Well, kids, we have a new review. And this one is important. This review, I want you to notice. I want you to notice what they're saying, but I also want you to notice what they're not saying, especially on this first sentence. Well, the title of the review is Great Sense of Humor, Spot On by EV86 Illinois Hunter. Here, are you ready for this, Nate?
I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead. You can go ahead and actually read the review.
Okay. Travis and Emily have a great sense of humor.
Yeah, they totally
nailed it.
Totally left me out of the whole thing. I was a little mad, but I get it. You know, y'all guys are the real stars.
Nate, let's walk through this, okay? Did you feel triggered by that review?
A little bit. I was a little bit triggered.
Did you feel like you needed a safe space?
No.
Did you feel like you should seek solace in a Yeti drink cup or in a vehicle with an NRA sticker? Like, which did you feel more appropriately?
Neither. Like, I don't need to seek solace anywhere.
You're not a snowflake.
No.
Okay.
We know
no snowflakes around here.
I was worried. I mean, I was ready to hold a vigil for you.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just got to kick up my game a little bit. Yeah. That's the message I got from that review. I just got to kick up my
you
game.
You know what
a little
it
bit.
Is? It's that you're sneaky funny. You have to play the straight guy with us, but you're sneaky funny.
Nate is very sneaky funny, but you're also smarter than us about outdoorsy things. So we're just idiots most of the time.
Yeah. You kind of come in over the top with the actual answer.
Yeah.
While I'm over here talking about TV shows and WWE stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should talk more about stuff like that. Maybe I'll get mentioned in the review. Here,
let me finish it. So it says, Travis and Emily have a great sense of humor. Like these folks, we hunt and fish hard, but rarely take ourselves seriously. Being a Florida native, this podcast is right on the money. We always get a good laugh when listening. Highly recommend if you are a Florida outdoorsman with even the slightest sense of humor.
And in all seriousness, Mr. Illinois Hunter, it's really okay that you didn't mention me. I don't want you to like feel bad that you didn't. Like, you know, I'm also this like nice guy that doesn't like to hurt people's feelings. So my feelings weren't that hurt. So I don't
what
want
if,
my comments
what
to hurt. What
if they're new
feelings.
Listeners and they think that you're Travis? And really what's happening is Travis isn't funny, but me and you are.
Oh, I'll wear that hat all day.
That would be amazing.
Nate, let me ask you this. If they wanted to realize how funny you are in actual life, would you be willing to drive to Illinois to hunt with them?
Illinois?
Illinois is what I call it. There is no noise in Illinois.
That's the Polk County way to say it. Yes. If he
did you see his eyes?
If he offers to put me on some giant Illinois deer, I'd be all about bringing my humor.
Is there a cat in your room? There's a freaking cat. Yes, I hear it.
There's a cat. It's not in my room.
Oh, it's so loud.
Was it that loud?
Yes.
I can hear it pretty good too.
It sounds like it's talking into the mic.
It won't pick up on his mic though.
No, it won't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, listeners. Wait, do we have a game?
We do. We do not have a game is the foot this week. I apologize.
Okay.
Although this whole episode could be a game is the foot. Before we get into the main subject matter of hats for this episode, which I'm sure everyone is waiting for bated breath with, we received quite a bit of positive feedback about talking about Uncle Tim in last week's episode and in previous episodes. And I think Uncle Tim's review actually spawned some of that feedback. So we were asked if we had any stories we could share about Uncle Tim. I'll let you go first, Nate. I mean, you have any good Uncle Tim stories?
Yeah, so I wasn't present for this story, but I've heard it enough times that I think I can retell it. There was one time where my dad and probably your dad and maybe you, I don't even know if you were there or not. They were hunting, snipe hunting down at the Avon Park bombing range.
I was there.
And so they come up, it was a wet year, so they drive down this road and they come up to this, you know, low spot in the road. It's full of water. And I think they're like in my dad's Explorer or something like that, two-wheel drive.
Leather interior.
Yeah.
This is a businessman's special Explorer.
Yeah, so I think he tries to go through it and he gets stuck, if I remember right. So he's stuck in this thing, and I think my Uncle Tim at the time was driving a 1989 four-wheel drive, single cab Toyota truck. Like before there was like a Tacoma or Tundra, it was just like the Toyota truck.
It was just called a Toyota truck. That's the truck I learned to drive a stick shift on, by the way.
Right. Yes. It was a manual, like four-speed on the floor. And after my dad got stuck, my Uncle Tim made the comment something to the effect of, if we had the yo,
I'd have gone
through that thing backwards.
I'd have gone through there backwards. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Uncle Tim is a great storyteller. He would tell it way better, but that's kind of the gist of that story.
You'd have to get his demeanor. And my favorite Uncle Tim story, Nate wasn't allowed to go on this trip. You were too little. I think I was still in high school. And we went on a boys' weekend fishing trip to Little Gasparilla. And this is when you could still keep snook in May. So this was, I was in high school, so it's been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was me and your grandfather and Uncle Tim, my dad and your dad, and another friend of ours. And we would fish the old railroad trestle at night. And we were just absolutely pounding the snook. I mean, we were catching them 30, 40 snook a person at night. And we'd hang this lantern off, and we would back then get on the trestle to fish below the light, because the bait would come up to the light. And anyway, we were catching a lot of these snook, and they were in that 20 to 28 inch range. So lower slot and under. And every once in a while, you'd get one that would just freight train you. Like you'd set the hook and he would just disappear.
No chance.
And the shrimp were really running that year. I mean, it was thick. So the fishing was just, it was to this day, one of the best fishing trips I've ever been on. And so there were some guys that weren't with us. I mentioned before, Uncle Tim was my Sunday school teacher. There were some guys that were not with us that were, they were standing on the bridge fishing. And one of them must have hooked one of those snook and broke him off. And the guy, he unleashed a tirade of obscenities. I mean, it was just like I was 17 years old, 18 years old. I mean, I had heard cuss words, but I'd never heard them woven together quite like that. And I mean, it's pitch black in the middle of the night. So it's not like there was any secret about what he said or anything. You heard it clearly. About 30 seconds later, Uncle Tim, sitting in the boat next to me, had a monster fish break him off in much the same way. And he thought for a second, he paused and he goes, ditto to what that guy said. He just goes, ditto.
That's one of my favorites. I love that story.
Yeah. Uncle Tim is a legend. So if we come up with some more stories, we'll make sure to keep you guys in the loop on them.
Poor Uncle Tim. He needs to be here to defend himself.
There's nothing to defend. That's epic.
Those are epic stories.
Hey, everybody listening is going, yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what that is. What are the chances this is the most ridiculous episode we record?
No chance.
1,000%.
No.
You don't
really. You don't think it's going to be the most ridiculous?
I think it could get way worse.
Well, okay. The 2018 review we did was pretty ridiculous.
Really ridiculous. Also, we did an entire episode about boat snacks when there's like people dying in the world. So I think it could get worse.
You can have fun while people are dying in the world.
Yeah.
Way to take it down a notch, right?
Marion Hammer
if
of this
don't,
podcast.
We're all just going to like live in despair for the rest of our lives.
Nate, would you classify Emily as the Marian Hammer of the Cast and Blast Florida podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably fair, don't you think? She's going dark and going aggressive.
She's a downer.
Sorry. I'll bring it up. I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
This entire episode is dedicated to the most ubiquitous object you'll find in any outdoorsman's arsenal, the hat.
Or cap, as some people like to call it.
Yeah. So that's a great segue, Nate. That's a great intro into where we're going here.
I have a little warm-up on the history of the hat, if you'd like to start there.
Excellent.
Would you call this a game as the foot?
I don't think a game is the foot, but it's just real interesting and nerdy.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so a hat is obviously a head covering, but it's worn for various reasons, which I think all of these reasons apply to a fishing or outdoor situation, but I liked reading through this. Here I go. It includes protection against weather conditions, ceremonial reasons like a university graduation, religious reasons, safety as a fashion accessory. They have indicated social status. They're used in the military. They could denote nationality, branch of service, rank, or regiment. Police wear specific styled hats, like the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Did they wear hats? Are we going to talk about the Kentucky Derby?
The Kentucky Derby, the Royal
the
Wedding.
The Royal Wedding wore hats.
It was like the Kentucky Derby comes to London.
I didn't realize that was a thing at a royal wedding, but that kind of makes me want that and Meghan Markle kind of makes me want to go to a royal wedding.
Same. Some hats have a protective function. Can you think of any?
Like a fireman's hat or a helmet.
A hard hat. Yes.
Hold on. I want to go back to, you talked about graduation hats.
Yes.
Nate, at your graduation, did you guys throw your hats?
We did.
Yeah. I've never been to a graduation where they did not throw hats until my daughter's 2 weeks ago.
I think it's because like people throw them like crazy and they could like put somebody's eye out.
Well, that's
those corners are pretty sharp on those hats.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I mean, you know, it's 2018, so.
Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
I think it might be.
Didn't you injure Olivia with her hat?
I did throw Olivia's hat at her the day she came home with it from school, and it busted her lip, and we had to cancel a dentist appointment over it.
Okay, case in point, why they don't throw hats in the air at graduation.
Oh, so there you go. Hang on, I have a little bit more. Oh, more examples of functional hats. So the British police have a custodian helmet that protects an officer's head. A sun hat will shade you from the sun. We know that. Cowboy hats protect against sun and rain. The Ushanka is a fur hat with fold-down ear flaps to keep the ears warm. We've used this during duck hunting.
Like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
Absolutely. Emily actually wore one of those in Arkansas one time for about 3 days. The rabbit fur hat that looks like she was a...
They're awesome.
We've talked about
they really do keep your head warm.
They do.
We've talked about the Russians quite a bit on this podcast. It looks like a Russian hat, like she was going to do. She was going to drink some Stoli and do one of those dances with her arms crossed.
Wrestle a bear.
Yeah, like at Legends of the Fall.
The other one that I didn't think of, because like you don't think about hats when you think this, but the, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's T-O-Q-U-E. Toque?
I don't know what that is.
It's worn by a chef. It's a chef's hat,
which I think about
the Japanese guys at the hibachi, like flipping stuff into their hat.
Like in Benihana Christmas on The Office.
There we go. There's your Office reference.
I think of the Swedish chef on The Muppets. Am I too old? Yeah, like, did either one of you watch The Muppets? You both looked at me like I have no.
I'm following you. I'm following you.
All right.
But I liked it because I feel like fishing hats are also worn for like all these reasons. Protection. It's ceremonial. It's superstitious. It's fashion. It's spiritual. It's all of the things.
Yeah. Let's talk for just a second. We've discussed hats quite a bit on the show. So I'm just going to walk through these. And if you guys want to jump in, you can. In episode 2, we talked about the hats worn by some of the great fishing icons of our time. Bill Dance.
Yep.
Known for the Tennessee hat. Known for his Tennessee hat that he's had for 50 years at this point. It has to be.
Right.
Orlando Wilson, who now that you're up there in the ATL, like you're the new Orlando Wilson.
Yeah, the Braves hat.
Which the Braves, are they on fire?
I mean, like... It's a 180 from last year.
They're out of control this season.
It's crazy.
Is it because you moved up there? Like the Rays used,
I think so.
The Rays used to be good, and then now you moved to Atlanta and the Braves are good.
Yeah, I moved like the week after opening week, so I'm going to attribute their success to my presence in the city.
We talked about lucky hats. Nate, I mean, we've told this story a couple of times, but I feel it bears repeating. Can you succinctly describe what happened when we lost my lucky hat and what happened when we found it?
Right. So we were duck hunting. Early season teal and wood duck here in Florida. Travis lost his hat in the bottom of the boat somewhere for 10 or 15 minutes, probably. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, here it is. He found it. And about a minute later, two ducks flew in and we killed them.
That's exactly what happened. Also, I think it's important to point out that when I found the hat with it, we realized that I had left the plug out of the boat and it was sinking.
Yeah, there's like 8 inches of water in the boat.
Yeah, so it was lucky on a number of levels. I don't think we always tell that part of the story.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Yeah, I mean,
I just remember lots of water in the bottom of the boat.
It was fine. We were wearing waders. We were fine. You could stand up if you came out.
Yeah, and we were like in 3 feet of water. So
we've also talked about Raylan's hat on Justified. I think that was my keep or release 1 week. It was my keep because I'd look like a baller wearing it. It would be my release because it was like $1,000 for the hat.
Yeah.
But I really feel like I need it in my life. So let's talk. What do you look for in a hat, Nate? Oh, wait a second. Forgot. We've also talked ad nauseum about flat-billed hats.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the worst. We are all in agreement. Those are the worst things ever created.
Yeah. Just go listen to like any of our first 20 episodes, and I'm sure you'll hear about them.
And I'm sure it'll come up again in this one. So what do you look for in a hat?
I really like mesh back hats.
Trucker style.
Trucker style. But not like true trucker style where it's like really tall.
Right.
I like a hat to kind of form fit to my head a little bit.
Yep.
But I also like the back mesh because it keeps my head cooler. I also don't like too curved of a bill.
Yeah.
I like a slight curve bill.
You're like a hybrid bill type person.
Yeah. You know, right on the cusp of being flat bill, but it's not flat bill. And I like hats with bigger logos too.
Really?
Like on the front.
What about logos on the back brim or anything else?
I don't like them on the brim. I don't mind them on the back, like right above the little hole, the strap hole.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, like right there, but I don't like them on the bill.
Where are you at on fitted hats?
Not a big fitted hat guy.
Really?
No.
Emily, now, I don't want to say this about you specifically, but Emily is not a fitted hat person either. Emily, tell him why.
I have a big head.
No, that's not the reason why. Because of ponytails.
Oh, but also I have a big head.
I have a big head too, so.
Yeah, ponytails are difficult.
You can't do a ponytail through a fitted hat. That's why I keep
That's true.
That's why I keep my hair short, because I like fitted hats.
Same.
I think I'm with you. Is there any colors you like or dislike?
I mean, I like kind of, you know, neutral colors like a black or a gray or a blue, like a soft blue or navy blue.
I'm fundamentally against black because it's too hot. I feel like that hat, if I'm wearing it on the water or outside at all, it just feels too hot to me.
I'm glad Abe Lincoln wasn't such a snowflake.
Dang, got him.
I am with you on the high crown. Like, I feel like there's an age. There's an age person. I don't know what that age is. Where, like, your hats used to be super, like, sleek looking. They used to be, like, super pulled down low over your eyes. The brim was super curved, and there was no crown at all. It was, like, no structure to the hat. I miss those days.
Yeah. I mean, I like a little structure. I don't like the hat to just kind of, like, mold to my head.
Yeah.
I like a little structure up front, but I don't like it super tall like some of those traditional trucker hats are. Like, the foam ones sit way high.
Yes. To me. My mom actually asked for a hat for her birthday recently. Can you describe that hat?
The hat that she has now that she's replacing?
That she wants a new one of.
All right. So picture like a old man's khaki ball cap where the brim is not curved at all. And it looks like it's been run over by a tractor. And it says Columbia on the front.
It looks like a cross between a shower cap and I don't even know, like the bill isn't, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Miss Joy is like real pretty and like always put together. And then she rocks a bathing suit. She's a grandma. But then she puts on that hat and I'm like, what is
it
that?
It looks like something like you'd see in like a black and white TV show from the city, like Gidget or something.
And that's
the hat
it.
That she chooses to wear.
She loves it.
Anyway, she wants a replacement for that, and we were having some trouble finding it.
What do you hate in hats?
Yeah, I said I don't like black. I don't like white either.
Yeah, I'm not a big white hat.
Because they get dirty really fast.
Yes.
And when you're a big dude and you're out in the sun a lot and you get hot and sweaty and stuff. They just show you, you get grease or fish guts on your hands. They show up on a white hat real bad. So I like, I'm more of a dark gray. That's my sweet spot, or a camo. Those are my happy places.
Yeah, I like a good camo hat.
But as we've talked about before on the show, I'm a diehard Cubs fan, and I do have quite a few Chicago Cubs hats, which is that's the most obtrusive color in America.
That's a bright blue.
That bright blue. It doesn't go with anything. Yeah,
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm not a super outfitty guy. That is, however, the most successful color scheme in the history of the world, red, white, and blue.
That is true.
So if you hate the Cubs, you basically hate America.
What's your favorite color, Travis?
Red, white, and blue. It's a three-way tie. Let's talk. What do you like or dislike in a hat?
Very similar to you guys. I don't like, but I didn't know that it was called a crown in the structure of the hat. So I just said I don't like it to be floofy on top.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I don't like for it to be floofy. So when you put it on, like I have a hat test, like I'll put it on and make it fit my head. And then I'll go like this on the top. You all can't see me.
That's outstanding radio.
Like I take my four fingers of my right hand and I like donk, donk, donk the top of my head. And if the hat floofs up and down in the...
Show us one more time so we can describe it to our listeners.
You go donk donk donk.
Donk donk donk. All right.
She is literally pounding her head with her fingers right now.
You have to hit it hard because sometimes the floof isn't there because the hats are too new. They're stiff.
They're not broken in.
Yeah. And if it moves a lot, that's not good. I don't want that hat.
Do you do anything to break your hat in when you get a new one?
No, I just wear it. I don't do anything special to it or anything.
I use Dawn soap and hot water, and when I get it, like I'll turn it inside out and soak it in hot water with Dawn soap to kind of break it down a little bit, and then I hang it up to dry. Then I'll flip it back the other way and do it again. I'll do that. How many times have I done it recently? 4 or 5?
I don't know. I find hats in the dishwasher all the time. It's really weird. You're like a ballet dancer. Have you ever seen that movie Center Stage where they like are getting their new ballet shoes broken in and they're like...
It is an art.
Yeah.
Much like the ballet.
Beating them against the wall. And
so let's walk through...
Hang on. I didn't get done with my hat description.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please.
Also, I like all cloth hats. I don't like the mesh in the back. I like it to all be like material.
Oh,
she doesn't like the trucker mesh type.
And I like women's sized hats if they fit my fat head because I like is that the bill?
Yes.
The bill to be shorter.
Okay. I think it's narrower, right?
Is it?
I think it's narrower. I think they're probably the same length, but they're narrower.
Okay. Well, I'm boring myself at this point, so please move on.
I thought that was fantastic. We're going to talk about some different types of hats that you'll see in the outdoors. Tilly hats. Are you familiar with those?
Absolutely. That's my dad's favorite.
Does he have a Tilly?
He's got a knockoff Tilly.
Okay. I bought my dad a Tilly like when I had my first real job. That's what I got him for Father's Day, and he still has it.
Nice.
Aww, that's cool.
It has a lifetime warranty on this hat. They're expensive. I want to say they're like 70 or 80 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you buy me one for Father's Day?
Yeah.
Like our first Father's Day together?
Yes.
I still have that one too. But that one's cool because it's made of hemp. So if I got in a bind, I could do something else with it. Oh. Where are you at on floppy hats? They're like a cross between a sun hat, but they're the brim kind of flops down.
Yeah, no,
I call them a lifeguard's hat.
Yeah, I'm not a big floppy hat guy. I don't like the way they look. They just look dumb to me.
What about for hunting?
No, I use a baseball cap for hunting.
Okay, you're out on that for hunting too.
Yeah.
Can we go back to your comment about the hemp hat for just a second?
Please.
This is going to be a non sequitur.
Please.
Smoking pot made me think of it.
No one said anything about smoking pot.
Okay, well, hemp. Hemp made me think of it. Randomly today, I got sucked into a black hole of Snoop Dogg's Instagram account. And it is the funniest account maybe on Instagram. If you have not gone and just like scrolled mindlessly... You should. And come to find out,
Not right now in the middle of the show, though.
Yeah, and certainly not if you're driving. He has an album called The Bible of Love, and it's a Snoop Dogg gospel album. So
Interesting.
I'm just putting that out there into your consciousness. You should maybe listen to it. It's fantastic. I listened to it today.
Is it Snoop Dogg singing like hymns?
Yeah. We have one. Well, he's got Faith Evans on one of the songs. Blessing Me Again. Blessed and Highly Favored. It's pretty great.
And this is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Yeah.
Snoop Lion, as he was once referred to.
1, 2, 3 to the 4. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dough.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's anyway,
that was your little random fact interlude.
That's going to give me some pause after the show. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Something about hats.
Straw hats.
I love a good straw hat. But I only wear them at the beach or a lazy type fishing thing. If I'm like hardcore fishing, no straw hat. But if I'm middle of the day just chilling, boat ride or on the beach, they're great.
It feels like to me there's a certain age at which you migrate to the straw hat as a fisherman.
My dad wears straw hats.
Nate, does your dad?
My dad has worn straw hats in the past.
I feel like maybe it's just a rite of passage. Like when you turn 60 years old, they call you into a room and they're like, here's this hat.
So, but they're coming into style. Like a lot of the younger guys are wearing them
I saw Kill Creek, which is a local company that we like. Avid. A lot of those companies are putting out a straw hat with their logo on it now.
I think Billabong has one too. I feel like they've always had one.
I think they've always had one.
Ron John.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're popular.
Mr. Don wears them too.
Yeah.
Because they're super.
96-year-old neighbor.
Yep.
Talk about like sun protection. Those things give you the most out of like any hat, I feel like.
And I guess they're not hot. I don't know. I've never worn one in my life.
They're breathable. I mean, because they're woven together. So they have like many holes that allow air to come through.
They freak me out a little bit because they look like hay.
Yeah. And as they get older, they turn into hay. They start falling apart.
They turn into hay. Ashes to ashes.
I'm going to take you through, and if you have any, please add them in. What are some of the all-time great hats? Davy Crockett.
Yes, the coonskin cap.
Did you ever have one of those?
I did.
Did you ever have
yes.
one?
Mm-mm.
But my grandma did tie a bag to a stick. Me and my cousin would pretend to be hobos.
That has no connection to Davy Crockett. You know he wasn't a hobo. He was a pioneer. He was a frontiersman.
I just think that's just the same.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I'll leave this in or not, but you thought a hobo was the same as Davy Crockett?
I am 100% sober right now. I just want everyone to know. This is just...
A hobo is the homeless dude that hitches rides on trains.
I know, but in my head,
Davy Crockett
born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
He's king of the wild frontier.
He's king of the wild frontier, and he has a stick with a bag tied on it while he walks around.
He fought at the Alamo.
Yeah, he died at the Alamo.
Remember the Alamo.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, can you disprove my theory?
I can disprove that Davy Crockett was not a hobo.
This is true.
Okay, but...
Like, of that, I am certain.
Are sticks with bags on them exclusive to hobos?
I think so.
No, I think there's a Venn diagram somewhere.
Davy Crockett's not in the middle of it.
He could be.
Davy Crockett is not the missing link between hobos and outdoorsmen.
All right, I'll gather some evidence on this.
Please, I'm sure that everyone's going to be waiting with bated breath if we have any listeners left. Gilligan's hat.
Yes.
From Gilligan's Island.
What did he wear?
I put this on there because to me, that's that lifeguard, I said unstructured kind of floppy hat.
Yeah, floppy
the bucket
hat.
Everyone hated Gilligan. Like,
dude,
he was not cool.
That's called a bucket hat.
Is it called a bucket hat?
I don't know that we can trust you with anything coming out of your mouth.
They
right
were very trendy like in the 90s. As like a fifth grader, I had several.
Okay.
Bucket hats.
Yeah, I don't know if they were called, but I think you're probably right.
Did you have jelly shoes too?
I did. Not at the same time, though.
I like that style of hat for hunting. Like, if I can get it in a camo or a darker color,
mm-hmm.
I like that style of hat for hunting.
Especially those hot afternoons at the dove field or something.
Yeah. A Gilligan hat is what I call it, though. I don't know what else you'd call it.
That's what I call it.
All right. The Panama Jack hat. You familiar with this?
Yeah, I feel like it's similar to the Gilligan hat, isn't it? A little bit. Like the one on the logo you talked about.
Yeah, no, it's a little more Stetson-y.
Okay.
It's a little more, it's got structure to the brim.
The brim kind of comes up in curls.
Yeah, just
kinda curves straight up.
Just a hair.
Is that the same hat that Matt Bomer wears in White Collar?
No.
That's a fedora, right?
That's a fedora.
Okay, my bad.
And no one.
Those are not outdoors hats.
Yeah, no one cares about fedoras. Although, maybe in the olden days, like maybe duck hunting in like Minnesota or something, somebody wore a fedora. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure. Or a bowler hat or something like that.
I put this one on the list because this was a big one for me. The Man from Snowy River's hat.
That's a good one.
Did you watch that movie growing up?
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
You probably saw that movie at my house growing up.
Probably, or at the beach or something. You know?
That's like the ultimate Australian mate hat.
Yes. Yep.
To me, that was the one before Raylan Givens. If you're going to buy a hat, that was the one to get. How about Indiana Jones's hat?
Classic. Like that's like the hat.
Yeah, and come to find out, I did not know this until I Googled it for this episode. It's a fedora, but it's made of leather.
But it's a bigger fedora. It's bigger than like a...
And it's made of leather.
That's weird.
And then I put on here, and you could probably insert any number of players into this. What about like Fernando Rodney's hat, where he's got it tilted off to the side?
Oh, I love that. He looks so cool.
Yeah.
That's how Will wears his hats, and I like it.
He does not look cool.
Yes, he does.
No, he looks like an idiot.
No, he looks confident and chill and like he's about to throw a fastball at your face.
I don't love it when like wear a hat straight, but he works it. He makes it work.
So I'm going to give you, we're just going to real quick hit on favorite hats. I'm a big fan of Avid as a brand. I like their logo. Their logo is super clean on a hat. They've got, you know, just a little emblem with a circle hook in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And they make really good colors, like the dark grays and the camos and the stuff like that. That's right in my wheelhouse. That's probably my go-to hat most of the time.
Yeah. So that's the same style of my go-to hat. It's got the mesh back, a good structure to the crown.
What's your logo? What's on your hat?
My go-to hat is, it's called Hush Hunt Fish. It's a YouTube channel / brand, like apparel brand company, and it's like a circle and it's orange and my hat's black, so the orange really stands out well. But it's just a really great hat. It just fits my head really well and it's super comfortable.
So you're okay with black hats?
Yeah,
I am okay with black hats.
I love black hats on guys. I think they look really sharp.
Nate, I don't know if you noticed this, Nate wears black quite a bit.
Mm-hmm, me too.
It's slimming. I'm not a very small person. Black is slimming.
It is, but it's also like the perfect neutral.
Yeah, I mean, it matches anything.
Like 90% of my closet is black.
And what is your go-to hat?
My go-to hat, I'm like the basic white girl of hats. I love Target's hats for women. They have like florally ones, and like I have the one with the American flag on it that I wear every weekend when we go grocery shopping. And I also have, I think American Eagle does not often come out with female hats, but when they do, they are great. I have one that I bought in 2004 and I still have it and I still wear it.
I try to get rid of that hat every time I find it and she always somehow digs it out.
I love that hat. But I also steal hats from you, whatever's hanging on the rack out there that you don't. Oh, what's that one camo hat that I always wear hunting? Is that an Avid hat?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't it?
I think it is.
Yes, it is an Avid hat.
Yeah, I love that hat too.
Yeah, that one's broken in really well.
I need Avid to like come out with like girls hats that have the guys' prints.
Because their girls' hat all have like pink and
super feminine, yeah. And like some of us aren't cheerleaders, so I just need them to like get some middle ground there.
Yeah, and I need some of the mainstream brands like the Yetis and the guys like that. I need them to lower their crowns a little bit.
Too much floof.
Agreed.
No, not floof. They're not floofy. They're stiff, but they're high.
Yeah, they're too high.
But and when you can't go when you go donk donk donk, they floof.
There you go.
Is that what you mean by floof?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like
they're springy.
Like no structure.
No, she needs too much structure.
Like puffy. I was thinking like too, like it just, it's too fluffy.
I think I bruised my head showing you all that.
All right. Hopefully you're still listening to us and you've enjoyed our conversation on hats and you'll never be subjected to that again.
Hopefully you're not asleep.
It can't all be the best episode.
As always, please make sure to seek us out on social media at CastAndBlastFL or leave us a review. Grab your wife's phone, your girlfriend's phone, your kid's phone.
Your dog's phone.
And leave us a review on iTunes. 5-star review on iTunes.
Yes.
It's time for Keep and Review. release.
Em, what is your release?
My release? Oh, my release.
Bad news first.
All right. My release this week. So in Lake Worth, Florida, there was a power outage and the residents received an alert from the power company. Let me read it to you. Power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth and Terminus. There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity, restoration time uncertain.
Say what?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what they got in the middle of the night as an alert on their phone that there was a zombie attack and no one had power.
Was it a joke?
No. I mean, yeah. There wasn't.
There weren't real zombies,
there
right?
were not real zombies.
Because I would like to follow up on that.
The power company sent the alert out, and I guess they don't have any method like in the system of tracking who...
Typed it,
yeah, and like published it. So that was confirmed by the Tampa Bay Times, AP, NBC, and that was from the Lake Worth Electric Utility. So I'm going to go ahead and release that whole situation because I would soil myself if that got sent to my phone. Can you imagine?
I would grab everything I owned, including... all of my weapons and ammo, and head deep into the woods somewhere if I got that alert.
That you're going to die.
No, if I got that alert, I would just wake everyone up and be like, it's time.
And they would just know what to do.
I'd be racking shells. Like, I'd be passing out firearms. I'd be like, it's time.
So my coworkers...
we've been training for this our entire life.
Yeah, I have coworkers who were really into that zombie show. What was it?
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. And so we all actually have a meeting place. I can't tell you what it is, but it's near I-4. Where everyone is supposed to go meet and bring like food and provisions and ammo and their dogs and their families. And we're all going to like meet up and live.
You're crazy.
Because zombies can't get to this thing that we're going to stay in.
Yeah. That's crazy. We've got plenty of ammo, food, ammunition, guns, bullets.
We don't. Not if there's...
Did I say ammo like three different ways right then?
Yeah, you did.
I feel like we will be fine.
Okay. That's my release.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if that's a good one or not. I can't believe no one got fired over that.
They still can't figure out who did it.
That's outstanding.
Nate, what's your release?
So my release this week is this whole Publix boycott thing. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm. The one over Adam Putnam?
Yeah. So apparently Publix has given $630,000 to Adam Putnam over the last 15 years or something like that.
Yep. And so for our out-of-state listeners, Publix is based in Lakeland, Florida, where we are all from. That's Polk County. And
it's a grocery store chain.
Adam Putnam is a candidate for governor of Florida.
Correct.
Probably the leading Republican candidate. And he is from Bartow, which is the county seat of Polk County, Florida.
Right.
So there's some good background.
Layers. Yeah.
So go ahead, Nate. I didn't mean to.
But Publix has been a supporter of his for a long time because he's big agriculture. You know, he's big in the farming.
He was the commissioner of agriculture.
Prior to making his run for governor. So anyway, the anti-gun people have gotten wind that Publix is supporting this guy. And he's an NRA guy. Like, he's a Second Amendment supporter. And they're saying to boycott Publix because of this, because they support him. My question
ridiculous.
Is... ridiculous. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's almost like boycotting Yeti because of what they did. Anyway, I won't go into that again. It's absolutely ridiculous. The people walking through the door at Publix aren't thinking like, hey, I wonder if this company affirms my political ideologies.
Right. They're thinking,
like, have you ever thought that? Purchasing
When you walk through that door, you're thinking, hey, look, Kraft mac and cheese is buy one, get one.
No, when you walk through the door, you're thinking, I wonder how I'm going to roast the deli on Facebook later today.
Yeah, but I keep going in there. You know why? Because those chicken wings are made with crack cocaine.
They're
very good. They're very good. So I'm releasing this whole boycott Publix thing.
Y'all go ahead and boycott Publix because that means less lines at the deli. I'm more likely to get me a barbecue rotisserie chicken. I'm more likely to get me a chicken tender sub. I'm more likely to get me some hot and spicy non-breaded buffalo wings. I'm more likely to get me some Gouda mac and cheese.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, you don't even know, dude. I'm a connoisseur.
And a hater of the deli all in the same breath.
Yeah, this but true. Picking on Publix for someone from Florida is like picking on someone's brother or sister.
It's okay for you to do it.
It's okay for me to pick on them. It's not okay for someone else to pick on them. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got to defend your thing. All right.
What's your release?
Here's my release. It's if you're listening to the show right now and you've listened to this show for the last several weeks, I'm releasing you. And here's why.
Bold choice.
It is a bold choice.
Whoa.
Here's why. Because two episodes ago, during the Boat Snacks episode, I told you in my keep item to go buy WWE stock. And I said, what did I say? I said, get rich.
You did.
And then come buy stuff from us. And we'll all be loaded. We'll all be wealthy. And I don't know who did or didn't, but none of you have come and bought stuff from us. So I'm assuming none of you did. WWE stock went through the freaking roof in the last 2 weeks. It went up at the close of business at the time we're recording. It was about $57 a share. So it would have made you $14 a share. I'm just trying to help people. I'm just trying to help people. I wish I'd listened to my own advice and bought some.
We did buy some after we talked about it.
We did, but not.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough to be rich.
Not in time.
So yeah, you got to buy a lot. You got to buy a lot to really get rich off of that $14 spike.
I would feel comfortable saying on the air that we are now 100 heirs.
I'm comfortable saying that about myself, too.
Anyway, I'm releasing. That's like the one time I give you guys a really good piece of advice and no one has reported back to me and been like, thanks, dude. I'm rolling around in a new Porsche.
It went up $14.
Yeah, because of you, Travis.
Yeah, none of our listeners were like, hey, I want to buy you guys a new soundboard.
Right. We got to do keep items. And I'll go first. You want to go first?
I can go or you can go.
I'll go first. All right. My keep item, and we will put a link to this. We talk about show notes all the time. I don't know if anybody knows what that is. But when you go to the episode page on iTunes or whatever app you listen to, there are some notes that have links and stuff about the episode in it.
You have to click on details underneath the episode.
There you go. So I'll put a link to this in our show notes. But a good friend of ours, a good friend of the show, Tim Summer, who is one of the founders of Florida Fishing Products, him and his wife have decided to adopt. And they are trying to raise money to finalize the adoption. And there's a little girl, and I want to say she's local to Tampa, that they've been matched up with. They've gone through a whole bunch of hoops and paperwork, and they're trying to get over the last hump. So we're going to put a link in there to the Summer Family Adoption page. And it's really simple. You go in there, you put their account number in, you put their last name in, and you can contribute to it. Last time I looked, what did we have? 11,000 listeners?
Yeah.
12,000 listeners. If all of our listeners gave $5, they'd meet their goal. They'd go way past their goal.
Yeah.
If you can afford it, if you can spare it, if you can figure out a way to do it. As a dad, like, I can't imagine a situation where my kids didn't have a place to live, didn't have a family that loved them. Like, it's really a tough thing to go through. And so when you have a family out there that wants to give a kid a home, a kid that doesn't have a home, it just seems like that's something, you know, we rally around a lot of nonprofits and a lot of stuff on this show, but that seems like something to press pause on. And maybe if we could rally together behind that, we could really help a kid out and a family out. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And Tim's Instagram is, he's at TimeSommer. So it's Summer is spelled a little different than,
yeah,
you might
it's think. Not like summer this season.
So TimeSommer. If you guys want to go track him down, they have some posts about how you can give as well, if like our show notes are too confusing and you can't,
yeah,
find
absolutely
the links. Good keep. I like
that's a good one. I like that.
What about you, Em?
Okay, so my keep is a pressure washer. We've never owned a pressure washer. We got one from Lowe's.
We did own a pressure washer.
We did?
Yeah, remember the one that the gas cap kept, or the oil cap kept blowing up off of?
Did we buy it, though, or did someone
give it
to us? We
bought it used.
Okay, well, thank you for correcting that detail that no one cares about. we have a pressure washer now, and we went electric this time. Because this might shock all of you, I am the pressure washer in the family. Travis hates pressure washing. I love pressure washing. But those big gas ones are kind of difficult for me to maneuver and get started and all that. So we went with electric. It's called a Greenworks pressure washer, 1600 PSI, which isn't the heaviest duty, but it totally works great on our driveway. And it came with all the little bells and whistles and like that round thing where you can pressure wash a large area. What's that called?
Will of the 2 Minute Will fame can use it.
Yeah. He's like starting a pressure washing business this summer. He's already got clients
booked
up.
Yeah, he's already lining up grandparents and stuff up and down the street.
Yeah.
Good.
So
get out there and
hustle.
Really
love it. It's a fantastic value. It was $100. So, and I've used it several times now and it works really, really well. So if anybody's in the market for a little pressure washer, and we got a 2-year warranty on it for $11.
Against my better judgment.
Yeah.
I hate warranties at the cash register.
Same.
Well, you don't have to worry about it.
I don't. I'm happy. I'm happy if you're happy, baby. Are you happy?
You're so grumpy about my keep. Nate, what's your keep?
I'm not grumpy about your keep. I think it's a great keep.
Thanks. Thank you.
So you're going to, y'all both are going to love my keep. It's Aldi grocery stores.
Boom.
Are you shopping at Aldi now?
I have shopped at Aldi now.
How do you feel?
It feels great to buy stuff for like a dollar that you can get elsewhere for like $4.
Right? How like you're ironic. Not trying to hate on Publix, but
they're expensive. I mean, they really are. They're on the higher side of the grocery store markets.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, but you can walk through Aldi. Here's ketchup for 79 cents. Oh, here's a box of spaghetti for $1.20. Oh, here's some spaghetti sauce for 39 cents. Like, you know, you can really, if you're into pinching pennies, which I am right now because I'm kind of poor, it's great because you can really load up on some stuff that you can make several meals out of for not very much money.
Yep.
To me, Aldi is food and stuff from Parks and Rec because
they
have
all of your food and most of your stuff.
They do have stuff.
They have stuff there. Like I bought a shovel at Aldi the other day for $6.99. A shovel.
A big shovel.
Like a shovel.
Not like a
spade. Like a regular old shovel.
You know what I could do with a shovel?
All kind of stuff.
I could
way more than $6.99.
I could put it in a pool or a septic tank or bury a body or like I could do a lot of crap with a shovel.
Shovels are very useful.
But will you?
No. All right. Who's gonna take us out with a stay woke?
Stay woke.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media at Cast and Blast FL.